Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
And we've been talking with Diane Ficalora in reference to Thanksgiving leftovers. And just at the break, though, I asked Diane what she's currently working on. And Diane does cooking, gives cooking lessons to special needs.
Yes, I work for Independent Support Services, and I instruct developmentally slow people cooking at home. And it's very, I just find it incredibly amazing that I'm up to having dinner parties with some of the people. They invite their friends over. They cook very well. They're very much interested in learning and doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Some are more advanced than you would ever think that they would even want to be.
It's like tremendous.
They do a fabulous job. And they're very excited about it. I mean, as far starting from the shopping and the planning to the actual prep, and of course, the best part is eating.
Of course.
And I've gotten them to have dinner parties for their friends and holiday parties. You know, not a lot of people, but,
right, but that's not,
it's
yeah.
just very nice, and it's just
yeah,
a great,
great
time.
Socialization for them also.
Well, that's another thing. Socialization for them is very important because, you know, they don't always get out as much as everyone else might.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, they're welcomed.
The other thing, too, which I think, that's just my opinion, cooking is like an artwork. That there's no right or wrong. So you're not a matter of like, oh, I did it wrong, so they can feel defeated. You're making mashed potatoes, as you said. If they're a little creamier, they're a little lumpier, it makes a difference. It's still the mashed potato.
Correct.
There's no
and
judgment.
Some people
there's
like
no
lumps.
100%. There's no judgment.
You've never eaten my mother's cooking.
Tell us about it.
Oh, I used to get heartburn thinking about it.
Oh,
she boiled a ham once.
She boiled a ham?
Boiled a ham.
For how long?
Who knows?
That's scary.
So Thanksgiving, that you know, you weren't giving thanks at your house. That's
no.
It's.
What did she do with the turkey?
Don't remember. It's been a long time.
Okay. And also, I started a project with an autistic family. They want to start. They have a son, and they want to start a granola business for their son.
Okay.
So we've been launching that, and that's very interesting because they want to eventually make it so that people on the spectrum will have jobs.
Oh. Okay, okay.
To produce the granola, and it'll be all, you know, basically, you know, working around that.
Right,
so
right.
Working into it is, it's taking time. I mean, you know, you have to work on just the recipe alone and to find, you know, we just got our first order. So you have to keep up with that. Plus, you know, bring on new people. They have to be trained. I mean, the whole thing's being set up.
Wow, that's wonderful.
It reminds me of Abilities Incorporated way back when, because I knew Hank Viscardi and Abilities when they were a converted garage in West Hempstead, and that's what they're doing. Work that developmentally slow people
mm-hmm.
could, or sometimes physically could do. Like some of it was packing. They would get packing or shipments of things that had to go out. They would pack.
Right.
They didn't make it, but they packed it.
No, but you have to keep in mind the attention span,
yes.
the time element.
Okay.
It's the increments aren't long. It's like maybe, depending on the person, 3 to 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's labeling involved. You know, well, first of all, to begin with, there's the sanitation.
Right.
You know,
right.
Then there's the setup, the organization. Then there's the measuring. Then there's the actual mixing and panning out. Then there's the oven, you know, the temperature, putting in, being mindful of the heat and spilling and whatever have you, the timing. Then there's the removal. Then there's the cooling. Then there's the packaging. you know, then labels have
to be put
on the packages, and then they have to be heat sealed to, you know, to be sure they don't pop open, and then they have to be counted and packed for delivery.
That's great.
So it's really, it's a long process when you have to make 1,000 packages.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
It's, you know, you got to keep on it, and, you know.
And there's meaningful,
it's very hard.
There's meaningful work for lots of people.
Yes, it is.
Right.
It is.
Each step of the way.
Yes.
Each job, requires personnel.
Each
it's
step
tremendous.
Is important.
Right, 100%.
Without one step, you can't have another. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So that's very interesting. And we got our first client to produce for. So now we'll see, you know.
Good. Congratulations. That's
wonderful.
Thank you. And, you know, it's very nice, too, as I said, doing something for people with disabilities, special needs, etc. And again, this is more and more, it's they're being brought in a very meaningful way into society versus like, oh no, he's special and you leave him or her over in the corner. These people are contributing, and it's a wonderful thing. And it's something like this, as David just said, and you went through all the steps, and somebody needed every step of the way in everything we do.
It's
just a matter of having a little bit more patience. Going to go a little bit slower, maybe. Guess what? The work's still going to get done.
All my clients have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are within a restaurant, which I have helped.
Okay.
Some of them are in mailrooms and in offices, but all of them are very serious about their job and very good at it. And,
terrific.
You know, they're there every day. It's not like, I can't go today, so...
You know, you're giving them a chance.
It gives
Give
meaning
the person a
to
chance.
Their 100%. Lives.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch back to Thanksgiving because I do have a question that I wanted to raise in the first segment, which I forgot.
Okay.
Which is always so controversial. Thawing out of the turkey. Some say put it in the refrigerator, leave it out overnight, leave it out a week before, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Is there... the better system?
Well,
I guess because you want to take health into consideration too.
Right. There's a foodsafety.gov.
Okay.
For any information that you have a question about, you can log on to foodsafety.gov and they will go step by step. But you're supposed to technically defrost it for 4 days, for 5 days, depending on the size of it in the refrigerator.
Okay.
So if you're going to buy it this weekend,
mm-hmm.
leave it in the refrigerator.
Right. Okay. For the next.
Okay,
because
Thursday,
right.
you're gonna, if you buy it Saturday, I would leave it in the refrigerator, because first of all, the bones, even though the meat is defrosted,
mm-hmm.
the bones are still going to be hold that temperature. So when you cook it, and if those bones are still frozen,
it's going to throw your timing off.
It's going to throw your timing off.
Yeah.
Good point.
Okay. So, you know, even though the meat, like if you press the breast or the leg and it's soft,
mm-hmm.
it won't matter because the bones could still be frozen. So that's one thing that, you know, you have to keep in mind. And it's, you know, cook to 170, 165, 170, internal temp. Make sure you poke the thickest part, like in the leg. Don't stick it in the breast because that's the first part to cook.
Right, okay.
So if you're in a bind and you have to defrost it if something happens or whatever, you know, that you could run it under the water, keep it in the water fully submerged in a sink in a huge vessel. I wouldn't just leave it out on the counter.
Right, I understand.
Yeah. So basically that is the safest way.
Okay. And what's that website again?
It's foodsafety.gov, okay? And then also Butterball, www.butterball.com/calculators and conversions. They help you calculate how much turkey you need for how many people you're having.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you put in how many people, and are you big eaters? Are you small eaters, light eaters? Do you want leftovers? And you just click... You just fill in every little box.
Right, okay.
And it comes out with how much turkey that you would need to buy. And then you scroll down, and it shows you, it gives you another formula as to the pounds versus how many hours you should cook it. So they kind of give you a hand with that if right. you're, if you don't know.
Some people need that.
If
some
you
people
don't
just,
know,
it's
and you
overpowering.
Know what?
Yeah.
Even if you know, it's good to go on and check.
Right. Make sure right. you know.
Because you could challenge yourself. It'll, yeah. you know.
Right. And if you're not interested in having a lot of leftovers,
right.
turn around and say, 15-pound turkey was fine. I didn't need a 20.
I mean, it has a breast.
Right,
it has a turkey breast there with no limbs. So if you just want to cook the breast.
Right, right.
And if you're going to be, say, you're going to be just four people and you're just curious to see how much you're going to have left over and maybe you don't want to buy such a big one, just like put it in and see what happens.
Right.
And they also have other recipes for you if you need help with any kind of ingredients or if you need to know what, oh, gee, do I put, you know, you could forget. I mean, everyone forgets. If you need to know, maybe you forgot an ingredient, you don't remember exactly what it is, they'll guide you through it. And there's also Food Network.
Right, right.
You know, all those, all you have to do is put in Thanksgiving dinner and you'll get like 90.
Oh, you'll get so much online.
You
I
get
agree
like
with you.
90 star pop-ups.
Actually, believe it or not, the time is up again. It flies. But
oh, my goodness.
Foodsafety.gov, I think, is the most important one.
Yeah. They give you everything
leftovers,
you need.
You have to be, you know, just because you have leftovers doesn't mean they're going to last forever either. You have to be very conscious of.
You have to be careful about the leftovers. You also have to be careful through your preparation. You don't, if you leave things out overnight,
mm-hmm. That's true too.
You forget to put them away. You forget to take them out of the bag. You forget to, you know, you forget to put them in the refrigerator. Yeah,
E. coli, here we come.
Yeah, well, no, you just have to be
careful.
You
know, you got to throw it out. Yeah. You have
right,
to throw
at the end
it
of the
out.
Day.
You have to be mindful about how long something's been in your refrigerator. I would say 3 days is the limit.
Good.
Really?
Yeah, no, I mean,
people
need people that
keep cold cuts for 2 weeks. It's like, why?
Eat more.
I agree. Diane, I want to thank you so much for all
the pleasure is mine always.
And the wonderful work you're doing with the children, too, which
is
just
thank
absolutely
you.
Great.
I love it.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back after this break.